when you have a strong core foundation and a deep understanding of what matters most, you can find success in unconventional ways.
Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 69 of Blissen Up. I'm laughing because I have such a beautiful episode prepared for you today, and it is inspired by my wonderful father, who built this incredibly beautiful relationship with me throughout the years. But he was also the biggest jokester ever, and he would have gotten a kick out of knowing that the episode that I'm recording today is episode number 69. And of course, it lands the day after his birthday. So it is no surprise that his birthday celebration podcast episode is number 69. That is just so typically my dad. And I often say that when he shows up for me, he's always like showing up big and funny and bold. And like, he is such a show off because he in his life still shows up for me all the time. And I'm always like, you're always showing off. And this is no exception, that when I go to say the number of the episode that I'm on, it occurs to me that it's 69. That is funny. Okay. Back to the real meaning of this episode. I have a question for you. What if when you die, your personal brand isn't your resume, rather the meaningful relationships you created in your lifetime? That is the question that I have for you today. And what if those relationships weren't only built because of how much you showed up, rather how much impact you had even when you weren't physically there? So, like I just told you, yesterday was my father's birthday. He would have turned 68 this year. And he passed away 10 years ago. So I've had him in my heart and in my mind for several weeks. I went to National Speakers Association and he was very present in my heart. And then he passed away in June. So it was the anniversary of his passing. So I had him very present in my heart. And then dear friend of mine, Nicole, asked me a question last week that also prompted me to think about him and inspired this particular episode. So to give you a little bit of context about my father, my parents were divorced when I was only 2 years old, and my father was a motivational speaker. So his career had him, and his lifestyle had him, traveling all over the world. One time we did an analysis, and I think he had spent something like 2 years of hours on a plane. So he was just out and about all the time, and he lived this big, grandiose life. There was nothing conventional about it, and that was fine, except that he had this little girl at home that he desperately wanted to have a relationship with, but knew he wasn't going to have a traditional or conventional relationship with. So very early on in my life, he decided that he was always going to create a presence in my life and maintain a presence in my life, even if he wasn't physically there all the time. And the way that he did this was, there was a few ways, but one of them was that he sent me postcards from everywhere in the world that he traveled to. So this is a fun fact. The very first postcard that I ever received from my father was on December 13th of 1979. And I was born on December 8th of 1979. So 5 days after I was born, my father sent me my very first postcard, and it was going to become one of many. In fact, if you are watching this on YouTube or on Spotify, I'm going to show you something because I actually have the box of postcards that my father sent me. I don't know if you can see them, but I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, little notes and things that he'd leave everywhere for me, postcards he would send me in the mail. He spent years writing to me to build a meaningful and special relationship with me. So what he would do with these postcards is that he would write to me about his life, what he was doing. He'd also check in on my life and what I was doing. This came at a time when we did not have the technology that we have today. We didn't have Skype or Facebook or Zoom or FaceTime or WhatsApp or cell phones or anything like that. So postcards was this way of connecting with me on a regular basis. And it was a very important part of my life. I will say that I spent the majority of my years running to the mailbox to check when the next postcard was going to arrive from my father. And I hold those postcards very near and dear to my heart. In addition to sending me postcards from everywhere in the world that he went, he also did other things. Things like making sure that if something was important to me, he would put it on his calendar and prioritize it over work, so long as I gave him sufficient notice to be able to be present for those things. And then even sometimes when I didn't give him sufficient notice, he would go out of his way to rearrange his travel plans and he would surprise me. He'd show up, even if it was for 5 minutes, at a birthday party that was important for me that he attended, or at an award ceremony or a ballet recital. He came in and out. I don't know how he did it, but my cousin used to say that if he had to put on wings and fly to make it to wherever I was, he would do that because it almost felt like he was flying with wings, like as a butterfly, making it to wherever I was because he worked so hard at being there when I needed him to be there. He called me every single day. He asked me a lot of questions about what was going on in my life, and he understood what was happening in my life. He paid close attention and prioritized what was important to me. And then his postcards often reflected that. You know, if I told him I was having headaches, for example, he'd send me a postcard and say, "How have your headaches been? Are you sleeping well? Have you gotten reading glasses?" You know, he would ask me all these questions. And he was just very supportive of me. So we had this incredibly special relationship. And for a long time, I thought I was the only person in the world whom he had a special relationship with because he made me feel like I was the only person in the world that he had a special relationship with. And then when he passed away, my dear friend and mentor, Bruce Turkell, delivered a speech at his celebration of life. My father was Bruce Turkell's mentor also, and I asked Bruce to say a few words about him, but I never could have imagined what a beautiful speech Bruce would deliver about my father. And what Bruce said on that day, he's a branding guy. Bruce is a branding guru. He has dedicated his entire life to
advertising, marketing, branding, understanding how brands work. And what he said was that when you want to know what somebody or something's brand is, the way you know is by asking around, asking people what they think of when they think of something or someone or a product or whatever. So he calls that market research, and he did some market research about my father before his speech. And he said, and I'll never forget it, because my father wrote a book called Don't Eat the Marshmallow Yet. So he was very well known for that book, Don't Eat the Marshmallow Yet. And he brought out this little marshmallow. He said, you may believe that his brand is this. And he brought out the marshmallow. And then he said, but that wasn't his brand. That was just a logo, right? That was his resume. He said, when I asked every person about Joaquin de Posada, they always said one thing. They said, we had a very special relationship. And then he went on to share stories about what people would say about my father and how at the end he would always say, we had a very special relationship. And as I sat there and I witnessed how this man was speaking about my father and the things he did for other people, I realized I was not the only person that my father had a special relationship with. He was so special that he made many people feel like they were the most important person in the world when he was with them. I just recently heard Quick. His last name is Quick. He talks about having a super brain, and he teaches you this Quick methodology for improving your memory. I can't remember his first name, but I'll put him in the show notes. Anyhow, Quick was talking about Bill Clinton, and he said something that I thought was very impactful. He said, what made Bill Clinton have such a powerful presence is how powerfully present he was when he was with people. My father had a powerful presence because he was powerfully present in people's lives. But the magic about my father was that he had that powerful presence even though he wasn't always physically in front of you, wasn't always physically there. And he did that through postcards. Now, when you think of a postcard, you think of an actual postcard, right? A piece of cardboard paper that gets mailed to somebody. And that is a postcard, of course. However, the way that I am referring to postcards is loving actions, sparks of kindness, thoughtful gestures. In today's day and age, postcards are a lost art, so I think they should come back for sure. But it is not the only way to send a postcard to someone that you love. A postcard can be sent through a meaningful text, through sharing an article with somebody that you think would impact them, through posting a review on somebody's podcast because they made an impact in your life, through dropping off a meal at someone's home because they might be going through a hard time, through sharing something wonderful and special about someone when they're not in the room to defend themselves or to speak up for themselves, and you get to be that person. Through making a phone call once in a while and saying, I just called to tell you that I love you. Like my podcast coach told me the other day, she said that sometimes she has a day where she likes to surprise and delight people. And when she surprises and delights them, she just checks in with them and asks them how they're doing. That is a postcard. My father was the king of postcards, not only with me, but with everyone that was lucky enough to have
contact with him. Sometimes his postcards were simply being so present in a conversation and listening so intently and holding space for someone that they saw something in themselves that they hadn't seen before. Bruce's wife, Bruce shared in the celebration of life, that Bruce's wife had one conversation with my father that prompted her to go back to school and get her master's degree. He held space for her and saw something in her that she was ready for. And because of that conversation and his powerful presence, she took action and did something that she had longed to do for a long time. What a gift. So several years ago, my husband and I were having a date night, and we had these three little boys. And date night at that time meant putting the little boys up to bed and having a glass of wine and praying they wouldn't wake up. Right? That was like date night at that time. And on that date, my husband and I were talking, and Orlando knew how close I was to my father, but he didn't know as much about our relationship at that time, for whatever the reason. He just knew that we were so, so, so close. And that day, while we were just chatting, I said something about my dad, and he said, "You know what I don't understand? I don't understand how you have such a close relationship with your father when he was never around. I mean, you guys are closer than most of your friends are to their fathers who sleep down the hall every single night. Why is that? What was so special about your relationship?" And on that day, I said, "Hold that thought." I got up, I ran up the stairs, I grabbed this box of postcards that I just showed you. I came downstairs and I sprawled the postcards all over the coffee table. And my husband and I sat there reading through the postcards, laughing. We shed a couple tears. And after he read all of those postcards, he looked at me and he said, "Now I get it. Now I understand. Your father knew how to be there even when he wasn't." And that prompted a movement that my father and I, right before he passed away, had started, which was called Be There Even When You're Not. I had convinced my father that we should write a book about teaching people how to be there even when they weren't. And him and I, he had gotten really excited about that book. At first, he said he didn't want to because he wasn't a parenting expert. And he's like, "I just did the best I could. I'm not a parenting expert. I don't want to give parenting advice." And I was like, no, you don't have to give parenting advice. Let's just write this book and share our story. And we started that process. And then he got so sick and he passed away. And I never really got to finish that book. Life took me on a different path. I wrote a different book and I took a different journey. And I also felt like Be There Even When You're Not was his story to share, and he wasn't there to share it anymore. So I couldn't make it work at that time. Maybe one day I will, but I wasn't ready yet. But what I will tell you is that for the next 10 years after his passing, my father has continued to be there even when he's not. He has continued to send me postcards. Instead of receiving them in the mail, I receive them in my heart. I receive them through his friends. I receive them through synchronicities. I receive them through memories like episode 69, being the episode that I honor my father. Of course, I am always receiving little postcards from my father because he is still so very much with me, even though he's not physically with me anymore. And I think that's such an important thing for you to understand. We sometimes think that success is a one-way street. It's one path. If we don't follow the rules, we're not going to be successful. If things are not traditional, we're not going to be successful. I've seen so many fathers who have a deep desire to have a relationship with their kids, but feel that they can't. They don't know how to reach their kids because they're divorced or because they're not home that often, because they're traveling all the time. They feel disconnected. They don't feel that they can be there, and they can. They can be there even when they're not. I've seen so many women feel guilty, so guilty about having to be away, traveling, working long hours, feeling like they can't be the mothers they want to be. And they can, because they can be there even when they're not. Success takes on many forms, but it starts with clarity, organization, resilience, and emotional intelligence. When you have a strong core foundation and a deep understanding of what matters most, you can find success in unconventional ways. My father had deep, deep clarity. The clarity was that he was going to dedicate his life to his craft, which was inspiring and motivating people, studying human behavior and helping people change their lives. And at the same time, he was going to create special relationships with everyone he came into contact with, even if that was a 5-minute conversation or a lifelong relationship, like the one he had with me. I don't mind that I wasn't the only one that he had a special relationship with, because he showed me abundance. He showed me that there is no scarcity. You have more than enough to give to the people in the world. He also showed me that clarity does not mean conventional, and that emotional intelligence trumps circumstances. I have learned so much about my father, and even though it has been 10 years since he passed, even though I wish, we've been talking a lot about wishing these last few weeks, I wish that I could celebrate him live and in person on his birthday. I know that we have such a special relationship, and he sends me so many postcards, that I know he is very much with me today and every day. He is still so, so much a part of my life. So today, I want to encourage you to send a postcard to someone that matters to you. I want to encourage you to practice being powerfully present wherever you are. And whenever you can, be powerfully present even when you're not there. What postcard will you send? Will you grab a postcard, put a stamp on it, and mail it to someone you love? Will you send a text? Will you honor someone that deserves to be honored? Will you make a phone call and let someone know you're thinking about them? What will you do today that could be a postcard to create a meaningful, special relationship with the people that you love in your life? Let's make this month the month you anchor into connection and nurture your special relationships. because at the end of your life, those relationships are all that would have mattered anyway. I hope you have a sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.